The following is a lecture on the Bhagavad Gita as it is, chapter number 7, text number 1, given by His Grace Sriman Sankarshan Das Adhikari, recorded on April 29th, 2016, in Pune, India.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Shri Bhagavan Vacha. Mai Asakta Mana Parta Yogam Yunjan Mat Ashraya Asangshayam Samagram Mam Yatha Gashyasi Tat Shrenu Shri Bhagavan Vacha. Maya Sakta Mana Parta Yogam Yujam Madashraya Asangshayam Samagramam Yatha Jagashita Shrenu Shri Bhagavan Vacha. Maya Sakta Mana Parta Yogam Yujam Madashraya Asangshayam Samagramam Yatha Jagyashita Chinu. Shri Bhagavan Vacha. The Supreme Lord said, Mai, to me, asakta mana, mind attached, parta, osanaprita, yogam, self-realization, yunjan, practicing, mat ashraya, in consciousness of me, Krishna consciousness, asangshayam, without doubt, samagram, completely, mam, me, yatha, how, jagyasi, you can know, tat, that, shrinu, try to hear. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, Srila Prabhupada. The Supreme Personality of Godhead said, Now hear, O Sanaprita, how by practicing yoga in full consciousness of me, with mind attached to me, you can know me in full, free from doubt. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. In this seventh chapter of Bhagavad Gita, the nature of Krishna consciousness is fully described. Krishna is full in all opulences, and how he manifests such opulences described herein. Also, four kinds of fortunate people who become attached to Krishna and four kinds of unfortunate people who never take to Krishna are described in this chapter. In the first six chapters of Bhagavad Gita, the living entity has been described as non-material spirit soul capable of elevating himself to self-realization by different types of yogas. At the end of the sixth chapter, it has been clearly stated that the steady concentration of the mind upon Krishna, or in other words, Krishna consciousness, is the highest form of all yoga. by concentrating one's mind upon Krishna, one is able to know the absolute truth completely, but not otherwise. Impersonal Brahma Jyoti or localized Paramatma realization is not perfect knowledge of the absolute truth, because it is partial. Full and scientific knowledge is Krishna, and everything is revealed to the person in Krishna consciousness. In complete Krishna consciousness, one knows that Krishna is ultimate knowledge beyond any doubts. Different types of yoga are only stepping stones on the path of Krishna consciousness. One who takes directly to Krishna consciousness automatically knows about Brahma Jyoti and Paramatma in full. By practice of Krishna consciousness yoga, one can know everything in full, namely the absolute truth, the living entities, the material nature, and their manifestations with paraphernalia. One should therefore begin yoga practice as directed in the last verse of the sixth chapter. Concentration of the mind upon Krishna the Supreme is made possible by prescribed devotional service in 9 different forms, of which Shravanam is the first and most important. The Lord therefore says to Arjuna, "Touch Trinu," or hear from me. No one can be a greater authority than Krishna, and therefore by hearing from him, one receives the greatest opportunity to become a perfectly Krishna conscious person. One has therefore to learn from Krishna directly or from a pure devotee of Krishna, and not from a non-devotee upstart puffed up with academic education. In the Srimad Bhagavatam, this process of understanding Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, the Absolute Truth, is described in the 2nd chapter of the 1st canto as follows. Shrinvatam svakata Krishna punya shravana kirtana rajantakshta yavyadani virinoti sahrit satam nasta prayeshva bandreshu nityam bhagavata sevaya bhagavad yuttama shloke bhaktir bhavati naishtiki tada rajastamo bhava kama lobhada yashchaye cheta yatarana vidham stitam sattvaitvasiditi evang prasana manaso bhagavad bhakti yogataha Bhagavat tattva vijnanam mukta sangasya jayate vidyate hriyade grantish chidyante savasangshayah shayante tasya karmani drishta evatmani shvare. Translation: to hear about Krishna from Vedic literatures or to hear from him directly through the Bhagavad Gita is itself righteous activity. And for one who hears about Krishna, Lord Krishna, who is dwelling in everyone's heart, acts as a best-wishing friend and purifies the devotee who constantly engages in hearing of him. In this way, a devotee naturally develops his dormant transcendental knowledge. As he hears more about Krishna from the Bhagavad Gita and from the devotees, he becomes fixed in the devotional service of the Lord. By development of devotional service, one becomes freed from the modes of passion and ignorance, and thus material lusts and avarice are diminished. When these impurities are wiped away, the candidate remains steady in his position of pure goodness, becomes enlivened by devotional service, and understands the science of God perfectly. Thus, bhakti yoga severs the hard knot of material affection and enables one to come at once to the stage of asangshayam samagram, understanding of the supreme absolute truth, personality of Godhead. Bhagavatam, 1st canto, chapter 2, texts 17 through 21. Therefore, only by hearing from Krishna, or from his devotee in Krishna consciousness, can one understand the science of Krishna. Vandeha. Shri Guru Shri Jata Parakamalam Shri Guru Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunatam Vitam Tam Sajiva Sadaitam Savadutam Vadijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Deva Shri Radha Krishna Padam Sahagana Lalita Shri Mishakam Vitamscha Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prestaya Bhutale Shrimate Bhakti Vedanta Swaminiti Namine Namaste Sarasvate Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschadya Deshatarine. So, to become fixed up in Krishna consciousness, it is not difficult. Simply have to go on hearing from those who are Krishna conscious. This is Prabhupada's statement about his own diksha. At that time, his Guru Maharaj was doing the Braj Mandal Parikrama. They were traveling in different places around the holy Vrindavan Dham. In the evening, there would be a lecture, and also you could go for the darshan in the nearby temples. Most of the boys, they could not follow the erudite English of Guru Maharaj so nicely. So they would go for darshan. And even Srila Prabhupada, he said, I could also not understand his erudite English. But still, I was always inquiring, when will Guru Maharaj speak? So Prabhupada was very eager to hear. Even he could not understand what Guru Maharaj was saying, he was very, very, very eager to hear from Guru Maharaj. In this way, there was some discussion. Some devotees were being put forward for diksha by the disciples. And Prabhupada said, Guru Bhakti Siddhanta Prabhupada, he said, yes, I will accept this Abhaicharan Day because he hears very nicely. The others go away, but he hears. In the evening, mostly they would go for darshan. Only a few sannyasis and one pharmaceutical businessman from Allahabad named Abhaicharan Day. He'd be sitting to hear, yes, I want to hear Guru Maharaj. So that is the key. If you're very eager to hear, you can cross over all the impediments. And if you're having difficulty in your Krishna conscious practice, it is simply because you haven't learned how to hear. It's also interesting to note in this purport how many times Prabhupada says Krishna consciousness or Krishna conscious. It's like again in the name Krishna. How many times Krishna, Krishna consciousness, Krishna conscious comes up in this purport again and again and again. Even if you cannot understand the philosophy very nicely, if you can just know, oh, Krishna, 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 he is my beloved Lord, Krishna. And now his name has been vibrated again. Oh, I'm so happy to hear that vibration, Krishna, Krishna. The devotee is very eager to hear from Krishna or from the pure devotee of Krishna, one who purely teaches the words of Krishna. He's very, very eager to hear. And it reminds me, there was one record company, old-time record company in the U.S. called RCA. And they had as their logo one dog listening to his master's voice on a record player. And the dog was like this, hearing his master's voice on the record player, you see. So that dog, he is our Siksha Guru. Oh, my master's voice. You see? I hear my master's voice. If you have that mood, just like today's been a very hellish day with internet problems. In Vrindavan, I was getting very good connections. Here, very difficult. So at the end of a stressful day of internet hell, I was dressing the deities, so I put on a lecture of Prabhupada. I was just hearing Prabhupada's voice. It was so wonderful. It was so sublime. Just to hear Prabhupada speaking, you see. That voice of Prabhupada, it is so soothing. It is so powerful. It cuts through all the anxiety and all the disturbance of material life. It is so beautiful and so wonderful. I was so happy just to hear Srila Prabhupada speaking. So in this way, we have to develop that taste for hearing. That taste for hearing will carry you across the ocean of birth and death. It will carry you back to Krishna's transcendental abode. You say, well, what about chanting then? Well, chanting is the natural result of hearing. Once you hear about Krishna, you want to vibrate. Why? Because then you can hear more. If I hear somebody chanting Hare Krishna and it sounds so nice, then I can also chant Hare Krishna. And I can hear my own chanting as well. So chanting is the natural result of hearing. If you've heard nicely, naturally you will chant. If you don't feel like chanting, that means you haven't heard properly. I don't feel like chanting. That means you didn't hear properly, submissively. So submissive hearing then is the key. If you hear argumentatively that, well, I don't think this is really true. I think Krishna is just a myth. I don't think Krishna ever really existed. He's just part of Hindu mythology. You see, then you will not hear properly. You have to understand Krishna is real. He is the source of all existence. He's the source of your existence. He's within every atom. He's between every atom. You will not find anywhere where Krishna does not exist. And as soon as you connect with Krishna, then you're fully connected with everything. So just learn how to connect with Krishna. This is called Krishna consciousness. Our movement is the Krishna consciousness movement, because the purpose of being a member of this movement is to become completely absorbed in Krishna consciousness 24 hours a day. And that's the purpose. So if you're not becoming Krishna conscious by your participation in the Krishna consciousness movement, you're not really participating. You're in some little dream world somewhere. You see. So don't live in some dream world. You see. Connect with Krishna. Connect with Krishna. And then you're really connected with Guru, with Param Guru, connected with all the great acharyas. You're connected with all of them. As soon as you learn how to hear Krishna and the teachings of Krishna with submissive attitude, You're fully connected with all the great acharyas in history. They will all be showering their blessings upon you like torrents of rain in the monsoon season. So just develop this ability to hear about Krishna. Hearing, 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 hearing. It's very sweet. The topics of Krishna are the ultimate sweetness, madaram. They are simply sweet, sweetness. There's no bitterness in Krishna consciousness. I can tell you, my dear ladies and gentlemen, whatever bitterness you may be experiencing in your present life is your lack of Krishna consciousness. Simply, whatever bitterness you may be experiencing in your heart, that is simply your lack of Krishna consciousness. It is not Krishna consciousness that causes disturbance. It's the lack of Krishna consciousness. So whatever extent you have filled your heart with Krishna, to that extent anxiety will not be able to touch you. And whatever extent anxiety is indeed touching you and affecting you, to that extent you have not opened your heart fully to Krishna. So just try to learn how to become completely, totally surrendered to Krishna. That is His order, isn't it? Sarvadharman prajaja, mamekam sharanam vraja, aham svangsavabhavyo. Mokshiya shami mashuchaha. Why should I disobey Krishna? He has ordered me to fully surrender to Him. So why am I not doing that? You see, why am I lacking faith? If I fully surrender to Krishna, I will see Krishna immediately. Face to face, eye to eye. If I'm not seeing Krishna, that means I'm still holding on to I am the enjoyer. I am the Lord consciousness. So, learn how to recognize your own disease. You may say, but that's too depressing, Prabhu. I don't want to realize how diseased I am. But isn't that the only way you can get cured? If you don't think you're sick, you won't go to the doctor and you won't get the medicine. An intelligent person understands when they are sick so they can get the proper medical treatment to become well. So you have to realize how you are sick, how you are lacking Krishna consciousness. It's very, very important. Therefore we need a guru who can point out our faults, senior Vaishnavas who can point out our faults. This is your defect. See, do you need that kind of association? You can point out your defects. Because then you can make rapid progress on the pathway back to Krishna. So if there's any questions, I can have them. We have about 15 minutes or so. Okay, the first question. What is the right attitude of reading Srila Prabhupada's books and how should we read them? With love and devotion. And read them as much as possible whenever you get a minute. Prabhupada said, cram my purports. You should know Prabhupada's books inside out. Master these books. How to get strength to give up unwanted material desires, fully surrender to Krishna. It's a matter of intelligence. Don't be a fool. You should realize you're doing nothing but torturing yourself by holding on to your material desires. It's just a matter of intelligence. After hearing so many years, it seems I have yet not changed. Well, the fact that you're still hearing, you get credit for that. Also, it seems I am in ignorance, as in passion only. Well, I can tell you this question is in the mud of goodness. So there's hope for you. Your question is sattvic. So this mood you have in asking the question, always keep this mood, and I guarantee you the passion of ignorance will go away. You become completely in the mode of goodness, and you'll go on to pure goodness. How to see this verse versus application of my life? Just keep this mood, the humble inquiry, always in your heart, and you will find great progress on your pathway. How do we understand by submissive hearing and by surrender to Krishna in practical life? Submissive hearing means reading Prabhupada's books submissively. It means hearing lectures submissively. You can go to the temple or you can download them off the internet. You can hear them on your smartphone. You should hear as much as you can the lectures, live or recorded. And surrender in practical life, that means you have to take a guru. You have to take diksha and be fully obedient to whatever your guru asks you to do. How to know that attitude is completely favorable to Krishna and not unfavorable? Favorable attitudes will increase your absorption in Krishna consciousness. If by your attitude you're becoming more and more absorbed in the nectar of Krishna consciousness, then you know your attitude is correct. If you're becoming more and more disturbed and agitated, then you know your attitude is incorrect. If our hearing is not improving or inspiring us to go out for outreach, is it a problem? Yes. If you're actually hearing properly, you'll develop a desire to give Krishna to everyone, understanding how much they are suffering without Krishna consciousness. So there's definitely, if you have not, by hearing and not developing a desire to spread Krishna consciousness, that means your hearing is deficient. How to overcome it? Try to be completely open-minded and throw all your prejudices out the door. Hear with complete open-heartedness. What is the topmost outcome of our being fully Krishna conscious? You become a pure devotee. A completely pure devotee. You become re-established in your eternal relationship with Krishna and His divine lila. What is the problem with those who do not like to get corrected by their seniors? False ego. Ahankar. While doing service, I'm conscious or getting the results or not. Let's see. Give me what I can read here. Please explain the difference between karma yoga, bhakti yoga, and jnana yoga. Karma yoga is the beginning of bhakti yoga, actually. It means to engage in the service of Krishna the way that you have a karmic tendency to act in certain ways. You'll engage that karmic tendency in Krishna's service. That's karma yoga. Jnana yoga means your tendency to study knowledge. You should study about Krishna. Bhakti yoga means you don't care about any previous tendencies. You just do whatever Krishna wants. Will you please elaborate on the fifth verse of Gurbhashtakam? The spiritual master relishes unlimited pastimes at every moment. Yes, within his heart he's established in his eternal loving relationship with Krishna, at least the spiritual masters of the caliber of Srila Prabhupada. They are relishing unlimited sweetness of their transcendental relationship with Krishna at every minute. How to create association which finds faults in us? In other words, how do you find associates who can properly correct you? Well, that's why you need a spiritual master, and you need those who are purely representing the spiritual master. You need them to guide you. Why sometimes brahmacharis leave the ashram and join the grihastha ashram? Because the brahmachari ashram is meant both for those who are attached and those who are detached, Prabhupada explains. It's a training ground for sannyasis and a training ground for grihasthas. Brahmachari ashram is a training ground for grihasthas and for sannyasis, you see. So you can go either way. Brahmachari is for everyone in Vedic culture. Some will go on and be sannyasis and some will be grihastha. But everyone is meant to be trained as brahmachari. Krishna became grihastha. He was trained as a brahmachari, but he became grihastha. So, in Panchatattva, they were also grihastha. So either way, you can be a sannyasi like Prabhupada, Bhakti Siddhanta Sarasvati Thakur, or you can be grihastha like Bhakti Vinod Thakur. You can be a Vaishnava Acharya, either as a married man or as a sannyasi. Doesn't matter. Whatever you best inspires you in your Krishna consciousness and best facilitates your preaching. Can you please tell the dangers of brahmacharis leaving the ashram? Yeah, brahmachari life means you have a 90% chance of going back to Godhead. And grihastha life means you have a 25% chance. So, you know, the safest bet is to stay brahmachari. Many grihasthas don't strictly follow the rule about no illicit sex. Grihastha life means you remain brahmachari. God grihastha brahmachari. You only have sex when you're trying to make your wife pregnant only once in a month, just after the menstrual period, and you both chant 50 rounds of japa, otherwise strict brahmachari. Prabhupada explains in Bengali culture, they would not live in the same part of the house even. They wouldn't sleep in the same bed or even the same room at night. The women stayed in the inner quarters and the men stayed in the outer quarters. You see? You see? So many grihasthas, they become grihamedi. They had the opportunity for sex pleasure and they fell down. You see? But actually a grihastha means he only has sex for procreation, otherwise he's strict brahmachari. Like Bhakti Manav Thakur, he's strict brahmachari. You see? Sex is only for procreation, it's not for recreation. Recreation will wreck you. Don't be wrecked by recreation. Sex is only for procreation. Once in a month, after the menstrual cycle, and after 50 rounds of japa each, husband and wife. And you get your blessings as a spiritual master first, before you even try to conceive a child. You get his blessings first. I remember when I was a young brahmachari in our Miami temple, one householder couple came up to me, and they said, Sankarshan Prabhu, the husband said, Sankarshan Prabhu, I just wanted to share with you something. Last night, my wife and I, we both chanted 50 rounds. We wanted to try to conceive a child. But after chanting the 50 rounds, we felt so high in the mantra, we said, let's wait till next month. You see? What does that mean? Hare Krishna is better than sex. In this world, everybody is running after sex, you see. But we have something better than sex. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. So the next time you want sex enjoyment, just chant Hare Krishna and you'll forget about that disgusting sex enjoyment. Disgusting, like passing stool, you know, enjoying it. You know, it's like that. It's an animalistic pleasure. Of course, we can use it for Krishna, but other than that, it's simply like monkeys. Don't you be like monkey. You be strict brahmachari. Either as a brahmachari or as a grihastha, strict brahmachari, you see. That is Krishna consciousness. So, how to get a frivolous mentality, instructing sincere and complete surrender and shelter. realize that death can come at any moment. One time Prabhupada was giving lecture and somebody was giggling. Prabhupada said, "Don't laugh, we are talking seriously." Sometimes Prabhupada would joke, and then everyone would laugh, you see. But when the serious talk is going on, you better be serious, otherwise it's very displeasing to the spiritual master. One time, one brahmacharini, you know, the charanamrita, she put salt instead of sugar. Prabhupada is the first to taste. He said, "It is salt." And she was giggling. Very good. Though I feel Krishna's presence all around, I take shelter of your lotus feet. Someone feels Krishna's presence all around, they are my guru. I still am inclined towards material pleasure. Now wait a minute. You are not feeling Krishna's pleasure all around, rascal. Is there any scope for a soul like me to become redeemed? Yeah, first of all, realize you're not feeling Krishna's presence all around. That's your first thing. You should realize if I'm feeling inclined towards material pleasure, I'm not feeling Krishna's presence all around. Like so we have an experience sometimes with inviting Hindu gentlemen, advising Hindu gentlemen to chant Hare Krishna. Say, "I'm always chanting Hare Krishna." You ever had that experience? Invite some Hindu gentleman to chant Hare Krishna. Say, "I'm always chanting Hare Krishna." So if you put a little microphone in there, a little recorder in their pocket, you would see they hardly ever chant Hare Krishna. Say, "I'm always chanting Hare Krishna." Something similar to this. How to develop determination and come out of laziness? A very profound answer I got one time from a sannyasi, a leading sannyasi of ISKCON. Because I come from a lazy background myself. American, you know, American youth from the 60s were generally pretty lazy. Hippies, hippie movement, we were known for being lazy people. So I knew I had this tendency to be lazy from my karmic background. And I asked the sannyasi, "How to overcome laziness?" He gave a very profound answer. He said, "By love." That's all. He just said two words. But that was very profound, because if you love someone, like a mother loves a child, she will work like anything, 24 hours a day to take care of that baby and never feel she's working. It's the pleasure, the loving affection. So when you love someone, there's no question of working hard. It's your loving affection. So this is a lesson I'm still trying to learn. You see. That sannyasi gave a very profound answer. I'm still working on that one myself. That's a very, very, very profound answer. When love is there, there's no question of working hard. It's just affection. Loving affection. Okay. I'm conscious of getting the results, but not of Krishna. How to be conscious of Krishna for whom we are rendering that service? You can think, why am I really doing this? And why do I want that particular result? You should analyze everything you're doing, you see. Why am I giving this class tonight? Become known as a lecturer of Bhagavad Gita. No. I'm doing this lecture to increase my Krishna consciousness and help others increase their Krishna consciousness. By so doing, the more I can help others to increase their Krishna consciousness, the more my Krishna consciousness will automatically increase. The more you give Krishna, the more you will get Krishna. So you have to analyze everything you're doing and seeing how it is actually helping you to awaken pure love of God within your heart. And if it's not, you're doing the wrong thing. You're doing the wrong thing. Everything you do 24/7 must be for the purpose of awakening pure love of Krishna within your heart. You have to analyze everything you're doing from that perspective. It is told that we should not run for knowledge, but sometimes in Srila Prabhupada's books, when we read them, many doubts come, so what should we do? Knowledge is very important, because knowledge will slash. Knowledge is a sword that cuts the doubts. It slashes through them. So that knowledge, you see, the shining lamp of knowledge. It's like a lamp also, just driving away the darkness of ignorance. So you should cultivate knowledge. Bhakti Gyan. You should understand the science of Krishna perfectly. Because the more you understand it, the more ignorance will not be able to affect you. Should I stop or should I continue? My time has run out.
Up to you. Tomorrow also we have a class. Or if you wish to finish this question, that's okay. Whatever is convenient to you.
I'd rather finish it.
Okay,
but I'm going to breeze through these last questions here. Because more questions will come tomorrow too.
Yeah.
So I'll try to breeze through it. It's told that we should, okay, so that knowledge, you should cultivate knowledge. Is it wrong to ask Krishna for help in the material world? Ask him to help you become Krishna conscious. Don't pray for material things. That's a foolish misapplication of prayer. Many people do that. Give me a Cadillac, a brand new Cadillac, replete with Michelin tires, give my wife a silk sari. Don't pray for material things. You're just hurting yourself when you do them. If you pray only for Krishna, Krishna will give you all your material things automatically. If you pray for material things, you will only get in so much as you deserve by your karma. That's all. You won't go beyond what you deserve by your karma. It's not by asking Krishna for money, you will get money. Only by your karma your money will come or not come. But if you ask Krishna only for pure devotion, karma doesn't apply anymore. Krishna simply gives you in loving reciprocation for your service to Him. How He can best facilitate your service to Him, that's all. Even while doing any wrong activity, our inner self warns us about the wrong activity, but I don't listen to it, and I end up doing the wrong activity. So start listening to your conscience. Your conscience is the super soul. While participating in Guru Astakam and Guru Puja, on whom should we meditate? Srila Prabhupada or a Guru? Both. Meditate on your spiritual master, and you can meditate on Prabhupada both. While doing some other seva, like cooking, driving, or making garland, we try to hear some this simultaneously while doing the seva. How much does this have effect on us? Well, there's no harm if you hear on the side while you're doing some service. You can do the service nicely and also hear. Let's say you're cutting vegetables and you're hearing also at the same time. That's all right. But if you're so much absorbed in the hearing, you're not cutting the vegetables properly, that's not good. You have to do the service expertly. At the same time, you can also hear. That's no harm. How to be conscious of Krishna when we are doing service to Him? Remember, you're doing service for Him and why you're doing it. How do we protect ourselves from Maya? By always chanting Hare Krishna Maha Mantra as much as possible. How have some fault in the words of the Spirit? Let's see. How to have more faith in the words of the spiritual master. You have to see how your spiritual master, by reading Prabhupada's books, that will give you faith in the words of your spiritual master. Because you'll see that my spiritual master is not inventing anything. He's simply purely giving me what's in Prabhupada's books. So So the more you read the books of Srila Prabhupada, the more you develop faith in the words of your spiritual master. Said we have to see how much he loves Krishna. So faith develops for his words. You have to see how much he's surrendered in giving his life in Krishna's service. It is difficult in conditional life to see love of Guru, so how to have deep faith in the words of Guru? That's the answer. Last one. Is it fair to punish myself by stopping in order to separate against... The handwriting is a little difficult for me to read. Is it fair to punish myself by stopping in order to speak against uneven thoughts, negative thoughts? Actually, we don't punish ourselves. Krishna consciousness is not punishment. Krishna consciousness is rewarding yourself. Krishna consciousness means you do not punish yourself. You reward yourself by giving yourself Krishna consciousness. No question of punishing yourself. And we may chastise our mind, but that's not us. You rascal mind, don't think about that garbage. That's not you. The mind is not you. So no, we reward ourselves by bringing the mind under control and keeping it always fixed in Krishna consciousness. So that's it. Questions have run out. And we now have Bhagavad. One more thing. What is it? No more questions. I struggle to chant 16 rounds because as I start chanting, I go to sleep. Stand up. If I stand and I go to sleep, I go to sleep. And then you walk back and forth in the room. If I do something other than chanting, I don't feel sleepy. What should I do? You should walk back and forth. Prabhupada walked back and forth, and you've seen the video in his quarters in Los Angeles. He's walking back and forth chanting. I wouldn't recommend going for I don't recommend these japa walks where you're going for a walk, you know, walking around Pune or something. But it has to be like a meditative type walk. You know, in the temple room, or you could circumambulate the temple. Not that you're, you know, looking at all the artwork on the temple. You know, it has to be meditative. You can do it meditatively, it's okay. But you keep your eyes open a little bit so you don't run into something. But it's mainly just you're absorbing the sound vibration. You can walk. You can walk and walk back and forth in the temple room. There's no harm. Okay, that's it. We thank you all very much. Rajavidya Srimad Bhagavad Gita Ki Jai. Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Guru Premanandi. Thank you very much.